Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome back to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Stephen Maggi, and on today's show, you'll meet a man who's had a tremendous career in the world of music. His name is Steve Resnick, but it's his lifelong hobby that we're going to talk about on today's show. He has the most complete collection of recorded pop music in the world. Also on today's show, Brett Maley of Pawn Stars and Art Encounter is back with his Vegas Art Minute, and we'll visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today's subject is Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines, hotels, space, and more coming to Vegas. If you're a collector of anything, you'll want to listen carefully to our next guest. His name is Steve Resnick, the Babe Ruth of music collections. I'm telling you, he can make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame blush. He's been in the music industry forever. Just to give you a taste of his background, he's worked with groups from the days of the Three Dog Night and the Grassroots, all the way to Steely Dan and Joe Walsh, involved with A&M Records. And today, helps run a group called Ramp, which is the Bible of the radio business. Steve, it's great to have you on. Let's talk a little about your collection. This thing you have is unbelievable. Talk a little about what it consists of.
Well, in my home, I'm lucky enough to have found a pretty big-sized house here in Southern California years ago when prices were low, and it's one of the only homes in all of Southern California with a basement, because you're not allowed to have basements in most of California because of
earthquakes.
Correct. The original owner was a contractor, and he illegally built three long 40-foot underground basements, which were absolutely perfect for me because collecting records, especially the vinyl records, you want them not to be in a place where it's 102 degrees in the summertime. If the air conditioning shouldn't be working, they will start melting. So I was lucky enough to have the basements that are always about 68 degrees, and they're long, and they house the 250,000 songs that we have down there.
It's unbelievable. You call it the Steve Resnick Music Museum and Library. How did you get started with this? Because this didn't just happen in the last couple of years. You've been doing this since you were a kid.
Yeah. I grew up in the 50s, and I remember living in Chicago, living in the Midwest. My sister and I would be in the back seat of our family's 51 Ford, and they'd be listening to Eddie Fisher and Perry Como and Doris Day and Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra. And it seemed like, now it wasn't, but it seemed like it went from one day to the next, overnight, to Jerry Lee Lewis and the Everly Brothers and Little Richard and Fats Domino and Elvis. And I just couldn't believe how great this new music was. Well, I lived in Chicago, but every summer we spent up in Michigan. We had summer cottages. And so all throughout my first 14 years until we moved to California, I spent my summers not in Chicago, but in Michigan. And being on the lake, and being that everything was on AM radio back then, we just wanted to hear more of this new thing called rock and roll back in 56, 57, the first 2 years. So my cousin and I would listen to the radio after the families went to sleep. We would turn our AM radio dial very slowly and pick up stations all over the north central area of the country. And every time we picked up a station, we would hear this new thing called rock and roll. We'd hear a song by, you know, the Drifters or the Platters or, you know, Everly Brothers or Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard. And we just couldn't believe how great the music was. And we just assumed that if a record was good, a station would play it. If a record was bad, a station wouldn't play it. At 9 years old, we didn't know anything about demographics. We didn't know anything about what some underhanded people might do under the table and get records played. We didn't know anything about those things. And so, and obviously there's a 50 or 60 or 70 reasons why a radio station plays a record or doesn't play a record. We didn't know that. So in 57, there was a big, big song peaked at number four in the country, and it was called Come Go With Me by the Dell Vikings. Most people either know of it, and even if you're younger, and it was Dum Doobie, Come and Go With Me, and it was a big, big record. Well, that was like the third record I ever bought. 6 months later, summertime of 57, my cousin and I are turning the dial, looking for stations, and we found a station that played a song, and they said, here's the follow-up to Come Go With Me by the Dell Vikings, and they played a song called Whispering Bells. And my cousin and I both said, boy, that song's just as good as Come Go With Me, maybe better. We heard it a couple days later, and then summer was over. He went back to Kalamazoo where he lived. I went back to Chicago where I lived. 4 months later, all the families come in from different places for Thanksgiving, and we're sitting at the table. And he says, Steve, remember that song we heard by the Dell Vikings, that Whispering Bells? I said, yeah. He said, when you went back to Chicago 4 months ago, did you ever hear it again? Dick Clark didn't play it. He says, yeah, nobody in Kalamazoo ever played it. I went to sleep, crying myself to sleep, saying, as long as I live, I'll never hear that song again. How many other great records am I never going to hear? Because radio won't play all the records. And I said, someday, when I get old and rich, and I got half of that going on, I won't tell you which half, I'm going to collect every record I can. And the rest of the story was that I just got lucky. I was in the right place at the right time here in Southern California, and I became a record collector. And being that I was in the heart of the music business here, and I got a little famous for collecting, all the record companies and radio stations started taking care of me, and I became pretty good friends with Dick Clark, and he told people about me, and because they wanted to please Dick Clark, the stations would send me the records they didn't need, and I just collected and collected and collected until somehow I collected every song that ever charted in Billboard's Hot 100.
From what year? When was the first year then?
November 17th of 55 was the first Billboard Top 100. And 2.5 years later, they combined that chart with a couple other charts and called it the Hot 100. And so from November 17th of 55 till today, I have every song that's ever charted in Billboard.
And that includes things besides just pop music. You had rock, you had country, right? I mean, eventually, if it got any play in the country, it probably got on that list.
Oh, more records back then got played. Country records made it into the top 100, but records still making the top 100 today. And if you look at the top 100 today, you'll see 10 or 15 songs every week in that top 100 that are country. But back then, there used to be a little bit more because you had so many artists that crossed over, like the Everly Brothers, Johnny Cash. But there were other artists, too, Leroy Van Dyke. A lot of names come to mind. But a lot of artists charted back then in the country world and crossed over to pop real big. You know, Patsy Cline was a big example there, you know, Marty Robbins, people like that.
Right, right. Well, now, in addition to different types of music, you probably have to have different formats because you don't see 45s anymore. So what else do you have?
I'll start with telling you that the 45 was invented in 1949, and it was invented by RCA Records, and they thought that would be the big deal. Before that, it was 78s. And the 45 that they created in 49 did not take off. And there were only three major companies. There was Decca, which is now Universal, Columbia, and RCA. Capitol was getting kind of big, and there were some other labels, but there were three majors. Mm-hmm. And the other two majors, Columbia and Decca, said, screw you, we don't care about the 45, we're not going with it. And the record, the 45s were dying out. But by 53 or 54, maybe even 54 or 55, rock and roll was just starting with Bill Haley and Chuck Berry and a few others. And it wasn't quite on the board yet, but all of a sudden the 45 started taking off a little bit. And then RCA, because of that, decided to sell their records in a certain way. What they did was they offered you a 45 player, a little 7-inch by 7-inch little box that you had to plug into the back of your TV for sound. Wow. So people started buying them. And then all of a sudden, it was the artist I mentioned before. In late 55, it was Chuck Berry, Elvis hit, Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, and all the big acts of the time. And all of a sudden, rock and roll took off. And when it did, kids wanted 45s. And so Columbia and Decca said, oh, okay. And the 45 was big. So I have every song that charted in, from November of 55. And to answer your question, it was the 45 until the 80s, when all of a sudden there were some cassette singles, and by the late 80s, CD singles. Now, CDs came into effect with albums in about 82, but they didn't have CD singles really until later in the 80s. And then by 87 or so, record companies finally started sending out CD singles to radio stations. So in the 80s, I not only have the 45 still, but I have cassette singles and CD singles. And from 90 on, it's all CD singles until now. I have also songs on digital.
You are listening to Steve Resnick, the owner of the incredible West Coast Rock and Roll Museum. We'll return with more in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Maggie on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant racing sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and TEND therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're chatting with Steve Resnick, longtime music executive and collector of pop songs. It's incredible. Now, you have all the equipment there to play it. I mean, everything from record players. I mean, any reel-to-reels there, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I have a couple of reel-to-reel players. I have U-Matic 3/4-inch videos. The joke is that the garbage truck never stops at my house anymore because I never throw anything away.
Yeah.
And so I have every machine. I even have car record player 45s, two of them.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
I don't think they're working. I have them displayed in my collection in my museum. They might play, actually, but they play records. Kids had those 45 players for their cars back in 65, 66. It only lasted about 2 years. It never caught on, but you played your records upside down. The needle was upside down, and you put the record in upside down underneath the dash, underneath the radio, like by your right knee when you're driving, and you'd play records.
Yeah, and would it skip and stuff? But was that a problem or not? I just can't even imagine.
You know, I never had one. My cousin did, and I don't recall. I imagine they probably did skip a little bit, but if I remember correctly, they had the record, the needle, and the arm of the needle so pressurized heavily on the record so that it wouldn't skip, but it ruined records.
Right, right, exactly. Now, you know, Steve, I used to collect baseball cards, but the one thing I wouldn't do, I mean, I played with my baseball cards. I looked at them all the time. Do you actually play with these things at all, or when you get these things, do you, like, put gloves on and move them to an area, or how does that work?
Are you talking about the 45s?
Well, all the stuff, like the 45s, everything you have there. I mean, do you, particularly the music, I mean, do you ever, like, pull one of those out and play them? Or is it just something you know it's there and that's enough?
I spent a little extra money getting a really beautiful needle that never will affect the record negatively. And I play them all the time. And when people come over, we always play them. When I give tours, two or three times a month. And when people come over, I have songwriters and arrangers and artists and friends and colleagues and people in the record business. I've had 27 record company presidents over the years. I've had a lot of stars come over, like Mick Fleetwood came over twice, and Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers a few times, and Diane Warren, the great songwriter, and Little Anthony. And I could name dozens and dozens and dozens of artists from the 60s and 70s and 80s over the years. There are some couple big names coming over in the next couple of weeks. I won't mention their name till after they come over in case they cancel, but I've had lots of people, you know, for those who know oldies, I've had Jackie DeShannon. I've had so many of those types of artists. The Diamonds have been over. The Four Preps have been over. It doesn't matter. I love to see what people's memories are of their history of rock and roll days, you know.
Yeah.
What the first record they ever bought was, what the first concert they ever went to was, what artists might have changed their mind about listening to music.
See, to me, this is much cooler than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I like that, don't get me wrong, but this is much cooler. It's not this pretentiousness of which ones get in, which ones don't. This is all of it, you know, and you can actually hear it. That's just incredible.
Right. Well, I've been to the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I really enjoyed my tour there. But this is apples and oranges. This is totally different. Yeah. This is touchable and playable. And it's also not only the records. The rest of the rooms are rooms for the Rolling Stones. There's a Rolling Stones room, a room for Elvis, a room, three rooms for the Beatles, actually.
Wow.
Because I built a Hollywood Bowl under my house, a little Hollywood Bowl, which is the first place... It's actually the third concert they ever did in America, but it was the most famous one.
Yeah, you have a cool business card that has that, too, which I'm a proud owner. I love that. They're like a ticket from that event, but this is great.
Well, when people come over, they go into this little Hollywood Bowl big enough for four people. And when Capitol Records found out that I did this, they gave me the only copy in the world of that first show that they were going to sell on CD or on DVD, but they decided against it, and so I got the only copy that there is.
What's great, yeah, and I mean, what's great about it is, too, you really get that feel of the screaming and so forth, which, you know, doesn't happen anymore. It just was an incredible thing that if you weren't there, it's a lost experience.
That's very true. Wow. And I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I was a little kid in junior high at the time, and I was the kid in school that everybody came to every Friday saying, Steve, the party tomorrow night, you're in charge of what records we play at the party. All the girls will give you their records, their 45s, and you have to decide which ones we play. I was also the guy that told the kids, hey, this is the radio station you listen to. Don't listen to this station. Listen to this station. So one day, about five kids came to me at recess and said, Steve, that new group, the Beatles, they're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl. Should we go? And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, God, no.
And so now, 45 years later, I've got a list of all the mistakes. I've had a really great career in the music business and been vice president at several record labels and worked with many, many artists, some you mentioned earlier. And I've got a list of all my mistakes. Well, that's right there at the very top.
Obviously, the Beatles are up there and the Rolling Stones. Let's talk, though, about having done this for all these years and seeing everything. What are your all-time favorites? I mean, you know, like your three or four, you know, if you could take three or four with you to the next life, what would you take?
Well, when that question comes up, I ask people, and you can, and everyone listen, you can ask your friends the same question when it comes to this kind of a question. I say, remember Tom Hanks in that movie when the FedEx plane crashed and he was in the ocean and he got to that island and he had to spend several years there? Well, he didn't have a sound system. But what if he had had a sound system and he was given only one record to listen to for those 6 or 7 years? What record could you not get tired of? Well, I've got a few. When it comes to singles, I tell people I can never get sick of Louie Louie.
Yeah.
Or Sounds of Silence. Or several Beach Boys records, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' by the Righteous Brothers, or a couple of the Ronettes records. I mean, I could go on, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah.
96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians, you know, almost a one-hit wonder pretty much, but I can't get tired of that record. I can listen to it over and over. Runaway by Del Shannon, I can't get tired of. And if somebody said to me, well, you can only have one album to listen to on that island, what would it be? And I would narrow it down to Breakfast in America.
Oh, my God. I can picture that cover right as you say it.
Yeah. I could listen to that forever and never get tired of it. I love Bob Seger. I love the Moody Blues. So there's a handful of artists.
Yeah, how about the Bob Seger's first live album? I have played that. I had to buy it a couple times because I just loved it so much, you know.
Oh, right.
Man. Great
stuff. Then, of course, there's Motown. I cannot get tired of Diana Ross, Four Tops, Temptations, Stevie Wonder. I can just listen to those artists day and night. In fact, when I mentioned the names of the people that have been over to see the collection, I became fairly good friends with Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. And he came over and saw the collection a handful of times, and we played sports together. I also forgot to mention that Will Chamberlain was a good friend of mine, and I don't mean to drop names, but you asked me, so.
Yeah.
and he used to come over and listen to music with me, and he was just a marvelous, marvelous man, and he loved all the R&B from 55 to 62, like Clarence Frogman Henry and Ray Charles and Etta James and Slim Harpo and Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson.
He was a really smart guy, right? Kind of a Renaissance guy, as I recall, you know.
Very, very smart. And listening to him speak was terrific. He was wonderful.
Back with more from Steve Resnick in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to music collector and recording executive Steve Resnick. I've been dying to ask you this question. This is my favorite thought, and I thought, well, I better not start with it. The worst songs, because everybody knows that on that Billboard 100 did not necessarily mean it was a great song, right? Any that particularly stand out to you as really bad?
Well, my favorite bad song, and it's not a horrible song, but I just can't believe it went to number one, and I can't really believe it was even a hit, was Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr. For some reason, I just, and I love Sammy Davis Jr. As a artist, as a actor, a talk show guy, you know, he was fantastic, and I met him once. It was funny, I was with Tom Noonan, who was the chart manager of Billboard. We were at a restaurant, and he goes, "Look at that, there's Sammy Davis Jr. in there." And we walked over and said hi to him. Tom had already met him a few times. I never did. We met him, and we walked over, and he's crying.
Really?
Yeah. And Tom said, "Well, I don't know if you remember me, Tom Noonan from Billboard." He says, "Yeah, I remember you." He kept on crying. He kept on crying. And Tom said, "Well, what's wrong? What's wrong?" He said, "I just got a phone call that my band leader," and I can't remember who it was, like Benny Goodman or one of those famous band leaders that he played with a million years ago, just passed away. And I'm having trouble with that. So I'll never forget that.
So what about some of the Don Kirshner stuff? Because some of it actually is good, and I've learned to appreciate it as the years have gone on.
Well, here's one thing that I say to people, if I'm some kind of a professor about rock and roll or pop music. When people say, "Well, what bad records made it to the top? What good records weren't hits?" The answer to the question is, but Candyman, even though I didn't like it, and a lot of people I talk to say, "Oh, I can't believe that was a number one record." It was a great record. It was a hit record. It was a great record. And why do I say it was a great record? Because it sold 2 million copies. And if 2 million people liked it, then who am I to say it's not a good record?
Yeah, I know. That's all the stuff is really subjective in that regard.
Exactly.
Really is, you know.
There are records that I love that I thought should have been much, much bigger hits. A couple of them by Gene Pitney that I thought were so fantastic. That it, you know, the first time Solitary Man came out by Neil Diamond, his first record, it peaked at 51.
Well,
it was not a hit record. Now, they re-released it when he was big, about 5 years later, and, you know, and again, it only went top 25 or so. It still wasn't a top 10 record. Well, who would play Solitary Man and not say, "Man, what a great, great record. That had to be a top five or even a number one record." Well, it wasn't. You have to say the definition of it is it wasn't a smash.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was a number one record, but it's up to the people. I remember when I first got my first job at ABC Records, and I was working Jimmy Buffett, who couldn't get a hit. I remember his manager came around after we had the song Come Monday, which I thought was a great, great record. And we got it played and peaked at 30. It wasn't a hit record. And when I was just a young kid, but I was talking to his manager, and I barely knew him, and I felt embarrassed that we didn't bring the record home. And I said to him, and I shouldn't have even said it the way I said it, but I said, "I'm so sorry we didn't bring Jimmy Buffett's record, you know, to the top 10. And he said, "Look, Steve, it's not up to you. It's not up to the record company. When you start at the beginning, an artist makes a record, and it's not up to the artist to say whether it's a hit or not. The artist gives it to the record company. The record company, in marketing and promotion and publicity, it's not up to them to say if the record was a hit or not. They give it to radio. The radio station plays it or not, doesn't play it. But whether they do or not, it's not up to them to say whether it's a hit or not. But once they play it and the audience decides, it's up to the audience. It's up to the public."
Yeah.
And that was something that I never had thought about before that.
Well, it's true. And also, Jimmy Buffett's a great example of this, where you can start out, and I remember that song, and I remember that playing Come Monday. I thought it was a good song. And who would have ever thought, though, that now, I mean, you know, this guy, he's got almost a cult-like following. You know, there's people that love his music, will listen to it all the time. He can put out almost anything. Isn't that sort of a thing where you kind of have to grow with an artist, and they, you know, and then you go back, and then suddenly the old stuff sounds really good that you might have missed?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I made a CD of my favorite Jimmy Buffett songs, most of which were album cuts on the first two albums and a song or two from the third album. And I thought they were some of the best songs. I thought every one of them could have been singles. And everybody that I play it for, I'll send you a copy, everybody I play it for says almost every one of those songs should have been a hit single.
And then you must have seen, too, some of these genre changes, because I'm thinking, just off the top of my head, Kenny Rogers had that, you know, What Condition My Condition Was In. People I play that for sometimes can't believe that that's the same guy who did all those country songs later on in his career.
Correct. Now, I've seen that happen many, many times. You know, there's just periods of time where music changes. Every 2-3 years, you know, there's something. When, you know, when hip-hop started in the early 90s, I remember a couple of people asking me. I was speaking at a class at UCLA, and I said, like it or don't like it, it's not going to last more than a couple of years. Well, I think I kind of messed up on that one.
Yeah, who knew, right? But
You know, and a lot of times good records will fall through the cracks because radio stations have too many ballads, and they can't play yet another ballad. There's so many reasons why radio stations play the records they play.
And then there's groups like Procol Harum. I remember the old, you know, Whiter Shade of Pale. And you look at what was being played at the time, and that almost seemed out of place. And yet that's kind of an anthem. It managed to go on. It's still played.
Exactly. Music like that, like ELO and all those big, full sounds that were done with big orchestras, early Bee Gees, were some of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, great stuff. Great. Hey, you know, I want to talk a little about, this is so interesting to me. It's not just the records, though. You also have memorabilia there. Talk a little about what, if we were lucky enough to take that trip with you, what kind of memorabilia will we see?
So I was in college radio in the late 60s, and as I went to all the record companies here in L.A. and all the record company distributors that were here, about 8 or 9 of them, they had all this memorabilia, which they still have today, but it's only 1% of what it used to be. They used to make pins and buttons and hats and yo-yos and pads of paper with artist's name on it, like Whitney Houston or whoever. And then they'd even make T-shirts and hats. And every week I would be getting boxes and boxes of this stuff as I went to these companies. And I just collected it over the years and kept it in my dad's garage until I got this house that I explained earlier. And now that I've got this big house, I've got these 10 or 12,000 items of memorabilia all over the house in different places, and it's all organized in a special way. For example, I have one wall downstairs in one of the basements. It's about, well, it's 40 feet long. It's the length of the entire wall, and I have pins, about 6 or 7,000 buttons and pins that have been made for artists, the Bruce Springsteens and the Jay Giles and whoever. And almost every artist that throughout the first 40 years of rock and roll had a pin or button, and many of them have 6 or 8 or 10 of them. And I alphabetize them on this one wall. So if somebody says, hey, do you have anything by Guns N' Roses, you go over to G and you look, and boom, there's 3 of them, you know.
Wow.
And some of them are just worth 2 cents. They're no big deal, but they're part of a collection. And some of them are beautiful metal that I wear a different pin every single day when I go places. So I'm always wearing a different one. I wore INXS last night when I went somewhere. And some of them are really beautiful metal pins that did cost some money to make. And some of them are cheap, nothing pins for the Go-Go's that they just made at the last minute just to send out, you know. And all these pieces of memorabilia went to radio stations. And when people say, well, did that really make a difference in a record getting played? Well, the thing is, if you sent out a piece of memorabilia on a song that was terrible, it wouldn't make any difference. If you sent out a piece of memorabilia on Michael Jackson, who's going to get played anyway, it didn't make any difference. It was just something added that they wanted to send out. But every now and then, when you have something that a radio station says, well, maybe I'll play it, maybe I won't, I don't know if I have room, I don't know, maybe that extra little piece of something, in a little paperweight, made a difference. You never know. It's all subconscious.
Yeah.
But another thing that I collect is tour jackets. I've got on one wall tour jackets for MC Hammer, ELO, Tim McGraw, Bob Seger, Jay Giles, AC/DC, and 38 Special. And these are, in the old days, well, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, these major groups would make 8 or 10 of these tour jackets and give them to the guys that worked on the sets, on the stage, or maybe made a couple extras and give them to a radio station that first played the record. And so I've collected these. Some were from the artists that I worked with, like Police and like Bryan Adams and like Janet Jackson, and some were from other record companies where they kept them in their garage getting dusty and they couldn't throw them away because they were beautiful, but they'd give them to me saying, well, I'll never wear it again, so here, you know.
Yeah, it's not the kind of stuff you go buy in the gift shop either, you know. This is like you say, when you're talking about one of these things and only 8 or 10 of them exist, it's a big deal.
Right. Well, 99% of all the memorabilia that I have here is stuff that you could never buy in Hollywood Boulevard, never buy in Times Square, because they were only made to give to radio stations as a gift. And they only made 50 or 60 or 70 copies, sometimes 100. So I got a pillow by Steppenwolf that they only made 10 of, for example. I was lucky enough as a young kid to meet Jim Morrison, who gave me a keychain. And to this day, I don't know whether or not there were 10 of them made just for the group or whether they made 1,000. I have no idea. I never saw one at Elektra Records, so I'm thinking they only made a couple. I've got a Led Zeppelin inflatable balloon I've been offered thousands and thousands of dollars for because they only made 50, and they don't only believe there's one or two left in existence. It'll never be made again, and, you know, somebody could go and make a duplicate, I suppose, but it would cost more than it's worth, you know. I suppose if you could sell it for $30,000, you'd do it.
More with Steve Resnick of the West Coast Rock and Roll Museum in a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Mangi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to the king of the 45s and the CDs and the digital music, Steve Resnick. By the next time we have you on, Steve, I'm going to bring on our buddy Brett Maley, who does our art stuff and can estimate. I imagine this stuff is just a couple of those items. You know, that stuff's worth a ton of money. I mean, the Jim Morrison thing, there are people all over the world that would want to bid on something like that.
These things are you know, I only have a handful of those because, again, the majority of the collectible things I have aren't worth all that much. But when you put it all together into one group, I've been offered millions of dollars for the whole collection, you know, and it's not something I want to ever sell.
Right. I don't blame you. Well, you know, I have a bunch of stuff I want to ask you about the business. We'll do that the next time. We've got to have you on again. But in the meantime, people are hearing about this. Where can they go? And I know there's one place, but tell them where they can go that they can at least see a little of this and get kind of a feel of what's out there.
Well, and as far as I'm concerned, for me, Entertainment Tonight did a show, 6.5-minute piece on me a couple years ago, and it's on YouTube. And there's a handful of things on YouTube if someone types my name, but that one is kind of the best one out there. If they go to YouTube and type Steve Resnick, and Resnick is R-E-S-N-I-K, no C in it, R-E-S-N-I-K, you'll see a handful of things, but usually the top one will say West Coast Rock and Roll Museum, and there's a girl in it, and she's interviewing me, but, so you can see a picture of the girl, a still picture, and then you click that, and you'll see the 6.5-minute show, and hopefully you'll like it.
Oh, I've seen it. It's great. Steve, thank you so much. Again, we would love to have you on again to talk more music. That was a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Talk to you real soon.
Time once again for another Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley of Art Encounter and the History Channel's Pawn Stars.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
There's a lot of excitement now in Las Vegas and sports and so forth. So if somebody loves sports and they want to get into mix that sports and arts thing, is there any advice you can give them? I mean, people always know that Leroy Neiman, anytime there was a sports event, it seemed like he was there drawing it like in a half hour and so forth. But I mean, is there something you should look for?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because we just brought on a couple of pieces in advance of the Masters. And we've got a Leroy Neiman of Jack Nicklaus, and we've got a Steve Kaufman, the famous pop artist, kind of a protege of Andy Warhol, his image of Tiger Woods. So sports is a great thing. If you're a fan of sports, you know, art, it can really capture that moment in time. And that's what you mentioned, Leroy Niemann. He was really great at capturing the motion and the action of sport, much more so than a camera, which is more of like a still frame. With art, you can get with the, you know, the brush strokes and the way the work's juxtaposed. You can really see, you know, the action and heroes really striving. And I think, you know, art is really, you know, something that represents sports very well.
Don't forget to check out Art Encounter on your next visit to Las Vegas, and you can do it the exclusive way by getting a hold of Brett and his people and setting up the executive VIP limousine service. These are for out-of-town clients. You can make Art Encounter part of your vacation with a complimentary executive VIP limousine service for the out-of-town guests. All you do is call 800-395-2996 to schedule your visit. That's 800-395-2996. Up next, another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump, jive, then you really 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 gotta jump, jive, then you will.
Finally, once again, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com is with us. He is your Vegas insider. Let's start with the appropriate place, the Hard Rock. It's no longer the Hard Rock, or I guess it is the Hard Rock for now, but Richard Branson was out here. What are you seeing is happening out there? Going to change the name, change the feel? What do you think?
Yeah, it was a big deal here in Vegas. I think I wrote a story about a year ago. I know I talk about myself a lot on your show, but I wrote this story about a year ago that the place was being sold. I had heard some rumblings about it, and then about 6 months ago, I heard that it was Richard Branson, of course, of formerly of Virgin Airlines and now Virgin Hotels. So it is a big acquisition. I don't know how much he's financially on the hook for it, but they the investors are, they sound like they're going to spend a lot of money on this place. They're going to revamp it. It is not going to be a Hard Rock anymore. I think in 2019 they're going to change it over to Virgin Hotels. Virgin Hotels, very quirky brand. Traditionally, there's a place in Chicago that is the main appeal is to female business travelers. I don't think it'll be that narrow in Las Vegas, but I think they're looking at everything. They're going to keep the memorabilia. I had a lot of questions about that because part of the deal was that with the purchase of the Hard Rock that they get all the memorabilia at the hotel. So I think Richard Branson and his team, they're going to use that memorabilia. So that will stay the same, but I think a lot of other things are going to change. I think he's going to swap out that giant guitar for a giant V, and I think that there are some elements of that brand that will be new to Vegas. One of the things I'd heard about was you can order room service anywhere in the hotel, which is very rare. Doesn't exist in Vegas as far as I know. And I think they're just going to try and infuse it with that Virgin kind of sensibility. And, you know, it's really hard to tell at this point, but $100 million can go a long way to revamping and rebranding a hotel.
Flying in his planes, you know, everything looks pastel blue, you know, as you're walking through. You know, one thing I wanted to mention about the Hard Rock, too, is, because I just think it's so funny, in your blog, you put up a potential statue, which, of course, you were being funny. I want you to explain that. But also, tell me about the people that really thought it was for real.
Well, it's, yes. So I didn't have an actual rendering of the new Virgin Hotel, so I took it upon myself, of course, the Photoshop one. And my thought was, wouldn't it be great, if it's because it's a Virgin Hotel, to have a giant chastity belt as the replacement for the guitar. So I put it out there. Apparently, I'm much better at Photoshop than I thought, and a couple of the local news stations actually inquired, where did you get that rendering? Is it a real rendering? Can we share it on our show? And I had to let them know that it was, in fact, fake news. The news was real, but the rendering was fake. And I thought it was funny. It's a great compliment to anyone who does Photoshop that anyone would think it was real, because it was literally a giant chastity belt.
Next weekend, you'll meet a guy who can help you get on game shows and win, too. Las Vegas resident Mark Richards has been doing it for years, helped people get onto Jeopardy, and taught them how to do it as well. Have a great week. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Viva Las Vegas!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.